Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
How are you doing?
I am doing good. I've got the energy today.
You do?
I do, yes. I some days it varies depending on...
I do know that.
You know, how good a sleep was, but I'm feeling good today. Excellent. And ready to make things happen.
Oh, I'm good with that. Let's just power through.
Woo!
You know, I love that. I love Tuesdays. Well, I love every day, as you know.
Yes.
But it always seems like now we're doing it.
Right.
This is the week.
Yep.
It's really happening. We're really doing it. And we've got this great series today. It's about fear. And I know I've, talked with people and like, so fear is good? No, that's what we are working on, learning how to manage it and giving some really good tips. And, you know, I've said more than once, it takes really a lifetime really to learn how to manage fear.
Yeah.
But I've just noticed that there are so many people afraid of so many things of all ages.
Right.
That fear seems to be cropping up.
Yep.
And especially with our media does a very good job of giving fear signals.
Yes.
You know, just the way things are kind of, viewed today, that I think it's easier to have some fear in everything. So I know that we want to get right into our message today, and then we will find out what your tip for the day is.
All right.
So today we're doing, we've been kind of doing these scriptures or God words that we've done before. And you know how, Joshua, we talk and kid about, you know, I have the book of favorites and the book, this is the best scripture and all that. Now we're telling people, you have your own book.
That's right.
But this is really a good one, not just for ourselves, but to share with others if we're in some type of crisis or emergency, that we can grab these God words that will actively change how we see things and how we manage things. And Lamentations 3:22-23 has always been a go-to for me, probably since, you know, I first became an adult.
Yeah.
And I realized that, you know, I had to be an adult. I'm still learning that, by the way.
Yes.
It's a lot to that.
Right.
But it goes like this. It says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. And I love that part of it because it's understanding that God loves us so much, more than we can even imagine. That's unstoppable, and it's with grace and with power and the things that we need, the fruit of the Spirit that we need. We don't need to be consumed with whatever's at hand, and that emergency or what the crisis is really can be an opportunity to understand God's love more.
Yeah,
it goes on to say, for His compassions never fail. And for me, that really matters, that I can know that God's mercy will never fail me. God's grace will never fail me. All of those things will never fail me because there's power in each one. And then it says, they are new every morning. And I shared this a while back, but I want to share it again, that you can really almost envision just God's compassions, His grace, His mercy, His faithfulness, all of that falling on you like a covering. That when you wake up, you're covered with all of that, that it gives you a new strength. It's a shield. And so when we're afraid, we can know that we're in that shield of all that God gives us. And then it ends with, great is your faithfulness. And it's the statement of like, no matter what's going on, I can count on God to be faithful to me and to mine. So I think this is a really good God word for us. And then I know you have a good word for us in the practicality of all of this. If an emergency comes along or whatever, you have our daily tip.
That's right. So one of the things, and this one is really fun because it's applicable in so many ways, like whether there's a major emergency and you need this information, or whether it's like literally just this happens to people all the time. They'll come in and they'll be crying and they're very sad because all their pictures that they've taken are missing from their phone or their computer, or all the papers or all the paperwork or, you know, whatever. And so this is actually about how you can back up and keep your data safe so that you'll have it. And that's something that some people don't put a lot of thought into. But as things become more and more digital, we have a lot of important documents that are in computers. And I would even say that even though things are digital, if you have paper copies, somebody may say, well, my stuff's just on paper. Well, that's also of a concern to me, because paper burns and paper floods and gets wet. And so
and blows away.
Exactly. So kind of what my suggestion is I really really like to have everything digitally stored.
Okay.
Because then it's easy to replicate and put in different places. So here's kind of my strategy, which I think would be great if people implement. So I have all of my data and my stuff. So I have photos and I have, you know, documents that are important to me that I would need, you know, for really anything, for opening a bank account, for just kind of surviving in life.
Right.
And what I do is I have all of those stored in a couple of secure systems. Evernote's a great program that you can kind of...
Say that again, Evernote?
It's called Evernote.
Okay.
That you can kind of put some documents and things in. And then most all, like Microsoft has a system called OneDrive. Google provides Google Drive.
Okay.
Apple has iCloud. And these are all systems that as long as you set up secure passwords and two-factor authentication, which is where it like texts you to make sure, hey, this is really you,
right,
you can securely store documents in there. And so what I do is I have all those systems running so that all my stuff, and when I get a piece of paper or something, I basically scan it or do something to put it in that. And then I go to even a next level of every once in a while, I will take all of that data, put it on a portable hard disk, and then
okay,
I actually put that in a bank vault, in a
safe
deposit
okay
box. So that's like covering all my bases of,
yes,
I have it in the cloud, so like, you know, everything could burn up and I could still get to it. But I also have kind of a physical digital
right
copy of it, if you will.
I'm thinking I'm going to go do a lot of work because I'm pretty prepared, but I've not done a lot of that. And
yeah,
so why don't we also have links of those things that you've just
yeah
told
we could
us
do that
on our website so
perfect
that people can go to those. And I'm telling you, Joshua, I'm so blessed over your expertise and knowing that, you know, we can do some more things to help manage our fears.
Right.
So
yeah,
let's remember that God is always faithful.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.